This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, listeners. This is Nick Ashwasega. You're tuned into another interview by Nation Talk. Today we have the pleasure of being joined by Terry Alva, the president of ITK, which is, of course, the national organization representing Inuit people across northern Canada and the Arctic. Today we're going to be focusing on CCIB's Aboriginal Business Hot Topic series, Northern Peoples, Driving the Northern Economy, plus some more as well. But first off, thank you for joining us today, Terry. Maybe before we get into it, you can tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself and your role as president with ITK.
Well, I've been president for the Inuit Tipperary Kanatimi for the past 2.5 years or so, and my role is to represent the 60,000-plus Inuit in northern Canada, in the regions of Nunavut, Nunavik in northern Quebec, Nunatsiavut in northern Labrador, and the Inuvialuit in the Northwest Territories.
That's wonderful. So we can maybe start on the one point I'd like to focus on to start is, as mentioned, you are a panelist at CCIB's first Aboriginal Business Hot Topic series, which is focusing on, as mentioned, northern peoples and driving that northern economy. What are some ideas you're hoping to focus on?
Well, I hope to give the attendees some insight into modern-day life in the Canadian Arctic and what it means to be an Inuk in the 21st century. As well, I want to give the largely business audience a meaningful look at the work that Inuit are doing to drive economic development and the importance of partnering with us on major projects.
That's great, and it brings me actually to my next point. I know there's a plethora amount of great business to be had in the North. What are some things you're hoping to highlight that can actually help change people's perspectives?
Well, our quite modern land claims, which are quite comprehensive, have given us access to investment capital, and we are using it. We own air and marine transport companies, fishing companies, service industries for the mineral and oil and gas extractive industries, to name a few. And our land claims also give us, the southern companies, a clear regulatory system to follow when contemplating doing business in the Arctic. So I hope to help members of the audience understand the way forward and how to best include Inuit in their investment opportunities.
Well, CCIB definitely has an incredible membership and a great eclectic mix from the Aboriginal side and the mainstream corporate side as well, too. So I definitely know there's going to be some great partnerships to be had there. But one thing I'd like to touch upon, though, is the Inuit people have a strong sense of self, and I don't think they're looking for just any partner. So what are some important factors for the communities and their business peoples?
Well, I believe it's important for companies to thoroughly understand the Arctic climate, not just the weather, but also the historical, social structure and unique financial constraints of doing business in the North. Similarly, it's important for us to know each other, and in particular for southern businesses to take an interest in our way of life, our connection to our wildlife and environment, and our particular worldview. If you're going to do business in Canada's Arctic, you have to take into consideration not only the extreme weather, but also the socioeconomic aspect of who you're dealing with. So I advise companies that do come up north, do your due diligence across all your T's, dot all your I's, and ensure that you include the Inuit in the decision-making process as to whether or not you go ahead.
Well, I know that's definitely, you know, of course, not just in the Arctic, but I think with Indigenous populations across the world, due diligence on just connecting with them and ensuring that they're in tune with what you're hoping to do is probably the best advice given to any corporation or company outside of a community hoping to work with it. So that's definitely some great advice. And what I'd like to now touch upon, of course, again, I'm sure lots of our audience members will try and catch that session. Again, it's going to be CCIB's first Aboriginal Business Hot Topic series focusing on Northern Peoples Driving the Northern Economy. It's going to be November 20th. What are some successes, though, you've seen yourself while with ITK as president over the last couple of years? And I know you have some great experience in the space previously as well, too. So some successes while with ITK and perhaps before as well.
Well, in 2011, just before I became president of the Inuit Tipperary Kanatimi, leaders across the circumpolar world, from Greenland on through to northern Russia and Chukotka, signed a circumpolar Inuit declaration on resource development that draws a clear picture of our expectations for partnerships that bring true benefit to Inuit.
Sure.
So that's, I'd say, a huge success based on the fact that, you know, it gives more clarity to industry as to what's expected of them when they come up to the circumpolar world. In my past life, I've held leadership roles at that Nunavut's main land claim signatory, Nunavut Dungavik Incorporated, as well as the Sikiltani Inuit Association, the chief representative organization for residents of the Baffin region from the High Arctic down to the Belcher Islands. And during that time, I helped finalize the resource revenue policy and to deposit the first royalty payment of close to $2 million in that policy's trust. So at ITK, when it comes to development, it's not development at all costs. And I also led court injunctions to stop federal government seismic testing in the Lancaster Sound region in the High Arctic. So the advantage, in my opinion, that Inuit have had in the area that they live is that they've lived in an extreme climate and isolated area, which gave us the benefit of 2020 hindsight. And what I mean by that is we were able to learn from others' best examples or others' mistakes and to work towards capitalizing on that so that we make the proper decisions and establish the proper mechanisms to ensure that we're not squandering the resources that we have.
Well, definitely. I know something you touched upon earlier. It sounds like you have some good experience, and also it sounds like there's a lot of Inuit people who are really trying to, you know, make that jump at, you know, in that 21st century Inuk, as you touched upon before, and really what that entails, but also not just for themselves, but the outside opinions of Inuit people and how, of course, there's just so much more to the communities and, of course, to the peoples, like, again, a rich history as well, too. One thing I'd like to maybe finish with as well, too, it's not always all successes. You know, what are some challenges you've all faced?
Sadly, the Inuit numbers with respect to the social health and the education and all of that were number one for all the wrong reasons, and that's with respect to our high dropout rate. In some areas, that's 75%, and the suicide rate is a very sad statistic that we have to deal with as well. And it's how do we go about taking back our sense of being, and as well as how do we work towards mitigating and reversing these sad statistics. And I mean, I could go on. The tuberculosis is one that we still have to deal with. In the rest of society, it's considered a bygone disease, and in our case, it's not necessarily the case. And the increased numbers of diagnosis of tuberculosis, I mean, there's a bunch of explanations as to the possible reasons. Homes that are inadequately built and ventilated, being that they're over-insulating for the cold climate. You know, dental health is another aspect. It's just there's so many things that we could work towards improving, and it's a matter of how we go about doing that and doing it in a responsible manner just to get at par with the rest of the nation. And, I mean, it's a tall order, but in my opinion, it's nowhere but up, and to try and, you know, keep a positive face on it and to work hard and diligently to ensure that no one is left behind in this road that we are traveling on, and to make it so that Inuit are more self-reliant and less of a burden on society.
Well, I know with a strong leader like yourself leading the way for ITK, and as you mentioned, with good people around you, and one of the things I know you implemented, you touched upon earlier, was an actual roadmap with tangibles that are going to bring real successes and benchmarks for the communities and for Inuit people, and of course for ITK as well. So I really appreciate you taking the time, Terry. And again, listeners, if you have the opportunity, please make sure to check out the panel session at CCAB's first Aboriginal Business Hot Topic series, where Terry will be a panelist, and the topic is going to be focusing on Northern peoples driving the Northern economy. Now, just to finish, where can people go for more information on ITKN to stay in touch, Terry? You know, for those members out there, those audience members who just want to, you know, get more information, but perhaps for those, you know, those companies out there listening right now that, you know, they do their due diligence, they know how to deal, you know, effectively and, in my opinion, properly with communities. Now, where should they go for more information too?
They can visit us online at www.itk.ca. We're also quite active on Facebook and on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at ITK_CanadaInuit, and you can join the conversation and on the successful development of our Arctic and the benefits of that go towards Inuit and at the end of the day to all Canadians.
Well, there you go, listeners. For those who have the pleasure of catching us on the radio, again, that's www.itk.ca. And as well, try to catch them on Facebook. You can catch them on Facebook and search Inuit Tapirit Kinajme. And also, make sure you can follow them on Twitter at twitter.com/ITK_CanadaInuit. Now, for those who have the pleasure of catching us online, as mentioned as usual, all those links you can find below. Thanks so much again, Terry, and the audience members, Jimmy Gwetch.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.